Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Media Trust. I am Salma Ibrahim Adeoye. Today is World Press Freedom Day. As we celebrate the day, in today's edition of Nigeria Daily, we are looking into the vital topic of safety and security on social media, especially as digital platforms become increasingly central to various activities, including marketing and information dissemination. Hacking people's social media accounts has become rampant and troubling to users of different platforms. What can users do to protect their accounts from being hacked? Join us as we explore the answer to this question. Has any of your social media accounts ever been hacked? How did it happen? Were you able to recover it? Let's hear from some victims.
Yes, my Facebook account has been hacked once, and it happens because I clicked on an unknown link, and in the next 5 minutes, my account is gone. Although I was able to recover it after visiting an expert in that affairs.
My Instagram account was hacked in 2022. Okay, someone I know sent me a link, and immediately I saw the message. I clicked on the link, so that was it. No, I wasn't. I felt very bad.
I got a notification from Facebook, like from my email, that they just sent me, you know, this authentication code that they'll send you, that they'll tell you that if you are the one, ignore, but if you are not the one, try to click on that link. But it was on a small phone, so there was no how I would click on the link and all that. So I ignored the message. I didn't even read it. Let me just say I didn't read it. So when I woke up in the morning, then my Instagram was very active. I used to make sales on my Instagram. It was very active. Just for me to wake up in the morning, I tried to log in. It logged me. I was logged out. I went to my Twitter. It was logged out. My Snapchat, it was logged out. And everything is linked to my email. So I did retrieve. I wanted to do retrieve password and everything. So it was showing me the number that they sent the code to. Do you understand? It was sending me the number that they sent the code to. So I now picked the number. I called the number. He was telling me to bring 50K. I said, I won't get 50K, but I make you hold the account. I sure begged him. He was like, okay, fine. That him, what he need is Twitter. He needed Twitter account. And I think Instagram. He sure gave me my Facebook and my Snapchat. But I think he didn't give me back my Twitter and my Instagram more. Because since then, I've been having difficulties to, like, the new Instagram account I have now. I've been having difficulty in growing it and making sales on it.
Yes, I was never been hacked before. But many times, the hackers are attempting to hack my account. Especially the one Facebook. Most popular one. I normally use Facebook more than any other social media handle. Exactly, hackers are trying well. They are trying their best in a different time, severally, to hack my Facebook account, but they fail. Why? Because I used to strengthen my security on my account. The security on my account is helping me to be protected from the hackers. I am using two-factor authentication. I'm using password. I'm using different, security measures to protect my account.
Yes, of course. I think it was last 2 years my Instagram account was hacked. It was just a random link was sent to me by one of my followers. Unknowingly, I clicked on the link and I was asked to provide my password. And when I did, I found that I couldn't log in back into the account. So that's how I lost it. I tried all I could, but it was all futile. That's it.
You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on a break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Media Trust. On today's episode, we are looking into an issue that has resurfaced as people turn to social media for their daily activities, the alarming and increase in hacking incidents. We already heard from some people who fell victim to these hackers. Joining us on the podcast is a digital solution provider, Umar Kabir Anini, who will enlighten us on essential strategies to safeguard our social media accounts against hacking threats.
I think one of the most important things is you need to be very, very private when it comes to the email address and, you know, phone numbers you use to register your account. Even if you want to put out your number out there on your platform or in your profile, it is very important you ensure that the number you are putting is not the number linked to your account. Okay. And another thing you need to do to keep your account secure is you need to avoid using your phone number as a password. Okay. And then also your date of birth. A lot of people make the mistakes of using, you know, their date of birth as password, and this is very wrong because there are a lot of ways that people can patch your data, and they can use your data to hack into your account.
Okay, like what?
So these are some of the things, and I think another thing which I forget to mention is your email address. If you're using your email address also need to have a very strong password, because you cannot have an email address that doesn't have a strong password, and your Facebook or Instagram or any other platform is having a strong password, people can hack into your email address and then use your email address to hack into your other account.
Like which of these social media platforms do these hackers easily get access to?
I can say for now, the hackers are focusing mostly on WhatsApp. That is because not everyone knows that WhatsApp can be hacked. And I can see from last year, when we carry out an analysis, we realized that we saved over 200 million from hackers, just, you know, in our office, helping people to recover from, you know, those hacking attempts. And normally what these hackers, you know, utilize is they work on trust, okay? Is what is called identity theft. Okay, you are a politician. When they hack into your account, they know politicians do give people money. Okay?
Yeah.
So they can use that opportunity to be requesting people to be sending them money, and then anyone that send the money definitely, you know, does it.
Is that the only thing they stand to gain while hacking other people's accounts, or there are other things we need to know why they do this?
Then is most of the hacking are done for two reasons. Either they are done to, you know, defraud someone of his money, you know, or maybe use his identity to, you know, defraud other people, or maybe the last one, which is to blackmail a particular person. Someone can hack into your account just to get some sensitive issues about you, and then use it to blackmail you.
Now, let's say if someone suspects that their social media account has been compromised, what immediate actions should they take?
I think the first thing they need to do is, if the account is linked to an email address, they are supposed to receive an email notification of the changes in their account, and they can use, most of the times, use that email address that they received to rebut all the changes. But if they don't know how to do it, it's better they contact experts. There are now, you know, people that provide such kind of support. There is a mobile phone number, I think 0808883958, which, you know, can help you with all hacking issues to help you recover easily. And one thing I want to say, that if your account is hacked, you need to try as much as you can to avoid deleting your app, because deleting your app is one of the things that makes recovery very difficult.
That was Umar Kabir Anini, a digital solution provider who provided us with invaluable insights into the challenges of social media security and offered practical tips for safeguarding our accounts. As we navigate the ever-evolving landscape of social media, let's remain vigilant and proactive in protecting our online presence. And this is where we draw the curtain on this episode. Do not forget that you can listen to or download this and other episodes of Nigeria Daily on Buzzsprout.com, DailyTrust.com, TrustRadio.com.ng and on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts and Spotify by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen to the program on a number of FM stations close to you. For sponsorship and advert placement, contact us on 081-055-73735. Thank you for joining us on Nigeria Daily. Happy World Press Freedom Day from all of us. My name is Salma Ibrahim Adewoye. Bye for now.